Good evening. Welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Thompson. You want to do the intro?
We're reading L. Frank Baum's book, The Wizard of Oz.
This is chapter 10, part 3, The Witch Talking to the Imprisoned Lion. If I cannot harness you.
Said the witch, I can starve you. You shall have nothing to eat until you do as I wish. So after that, she took no food to the imprisoned lion. Every day she came to the gate at noon last. Are you ready to be harnessed like a horse? The lion would answer, no, if you come in this yard, I will bite you. The reason the lion did not have to do as the witch wished was that every night while the witch was asleep, Dorothy carried him food from the cupboard. After he ate, Dorothy would sit beside him.
Who would sit beside him? Warfy?
Dorothy!
Well, read it clearly.
Dorothy. Would sit beside him, and they would talk of their troubles and try to plan some way to escape. But they could not find a way to get out of the castle, for it was always guarded by the Yellow Winkies.
By the who?
By the Yellow Winkies.
Oh.
Who were the slaves of the Wicked Witch and too afraid of her not to do as she ordered. Dorothy worked very hard during the day, and her life became very sad. She knew it would be difficult to return to Kansas. Sometimes she held Toto in her little arms and cried bitterly. Now the Wicked Witch had a great longing to own Dorothy's silver shoes. She knew the power of these shoes would make her more evil and feared than she already was. She watched Dorothy carefully to see if she ever took off her shoes, thinking she might steal them. But Dorothy only removed them when she took her bath at night. The witch was too afraid of the dark to dare enter Dorothy's room at night to take the shoes, and her fear of water was even greater than her fear of the dark, so she never came near when Dorothy took her bath. The old witch never touched water and never let water touch her in any way. But the Wicked Witch was very clever, and she finally thought of a trick so that she could get Dorothy's silver shoes. She placed an iron bar in the middle of the kitchen floor. Then she used her magic to make the bar invisible. In this way, she knew Dorothy would trip over the bar and lose her shoes. But when Dorothy tripped over the visible bar, she only lost one shoe. The witch quickly snatched it and put it on her own foot. When Dorothy saw what had happened, she grew very angry and said, give me back my shoe! I will not, laughed the witch. Now it is my shoe, not yours, and someday I shall get the other one from you too. This made Dorothy so angry that she picked up the bucket of water she had been using to wash the floor and threw it over the witch. Instantly, the witch gave a loud scream, and then, as Dorothy looked in wonder, the witch began to shrink and moved away. See what you have done, she screamed. In a minute, I shall melt away. I'm very sorry, said Dorothy, who was truly frightening to see the witch. Was truly frightening to see the witch melted away.
Frightened.
Frightened.
to see the witch melting away like brown sugar.
Brown sugar.
In a few minutes, the witch turned into a
brown, melted, shapeless mass. I began to
spread
over the kitchen floor. All that was left of the witch was the silver shoe. Dorothy picked it up, cleaned it, and put it back on her own foot. Then, being free at last, Dorothy ran out to the courtyard to tell the lion that the Wicked Witch of the West had came to an end, and they were no longer prisoners in a strange land.
And that is the end of The Wicked Witch of the West and Chapter 10. And we'll be back with Chapter 11, and that'll be a surprise. So, good night.
That'll be a surprise because it's Chapter 11, The Rescue. And it's called The Rescue because The Rescue
always... Hey, don't give it away. Oh, shh. That's called a spoiler. Don't do that. All right, good night.
Good night. I said night.